Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful, amazing, sexy, incredible, conscious people. Wow, okay, so here we are in the middle of yet another portal. I'm telling you, the work is just going so incredibly fast. It doesn't surprise me because we've got this weekend doing work for the collective consciousness coming up. By the way, there are three spots in case anybody wants to join us, and what an amazing group of people we have. So, you know, whenever we set our intention to do a webinar or a weekend or something, that says to the universe, okay, bring all the information in. So there's a lot of stuff going on. First of all, many of you should be experiencing receiving in some way a lot of the things you've been working on, a lot of the things you've been calling in, a lot of the things you've been desiring should be showing up right now. That's not to say that you don't have some things that you might have to walk through around them, but they're starting to show up. I would like to publicly use this format to be the first to share with you that I've been hired as a recurring on Steven Spielberg's new series, The Whispers. So as you know, back in January, I really started working on getting myself in harmony with everything that created a recurring role, all my judgments about TV and people that work on TV and all those things in me that were not in harmony with allowing a recurring role to come. And then Grimm happened, and hopefully I'll be able to go back on Grimm also, and then this happened. So if I can do it, you can do it, because the creation process is all the same, people. Now, I want to run to the fact now that it's bringing up a lot of my stuff and a lot of my fears, right, that I'm inviting myself to finally let go of so that I can be happy getting everything I want. It's one thing to get everything you want. It's another thing to struggle after you get it. And that brought up this belief. You ready? I have to sell my soul to get what I want, or I have to be in constant fear I'm going to screw up again. Let me read that to you one more time. I have to sell my soul to get what I want, or I have to be in constant fear I will screw up again. So if I don't give myself up some way, if I don't sell my soul, if I don't do things that are out of my integrity, if in some way I don't jeopardize myself, the trade-off is I have to be in fear that I'm going to screw it all up again. Now, at the basis of this lies the belief that we've screwed up in the first place. And that's what I really want to look at today. And I kind of, we don't usually focus a show. We do on the webinars. We don't usually on the radio shows. But I kind of want to focus today. No, they're saying I do want to focus today on this belief that somehow we think we've screwed up. You know, whether you've let your kids down or your parents down, or your mate down, or made financial mistakes in your life. Whatever it is, it's not a screw-up. It's a part of learning the creation process, just like a baby standing up and having to fall down and get up again and having to fall down again to learn how to walk. Now, that took me... Am I finished with this sheet? Yes. That took me to a really interesting thing that kind of goes along with what I've been tracking since I've been to Europe about, you know, the sword, battle, religion, and wisdom all interspersed together as kind of one creative process. That literally the channel said, this is, it's a belief, no, it's a perception that is a rite of passage, that in order to, and you know what they showed me in order to communicate this was the Little Mermaid. And Ariel, you know, having to sell her soul in order to get her legs so she could marry the prince, basically. That there's a perception that this is the rite of passage, that when you can slay Goliath, right, when you pay for your sins, when you give up yourself in some way, that is the rite of passage. That's the coming of age. So we are claiming I am divine love. And then they said greed makes us lose the ability to conquer whatever to get what we want. And if we would just move into simple creation, we would allow this perception that we have to go through this rite of passage to receive all the good. We're just creating it in a whole different way. We're creating the rite of passage as love and ease and as our divine right. Money is our divine right. Prosperity is our divine right. Health is our divine right. Okay, so we are claiming that. I am divine love. That's our intention. That's our focus. This is all scientifically based also, because, again, what you focus on is what you create. And what you focus on is largely due to the perceptions that you hold. And that, well, this is kind of a separate issue, but it goes along with it. I was working on memory and forgetfulness and stuff. And basically the channel said, some of that's really positive, Dee, because literally you have to forget if you're going to move on. You know, to keep the buildings with bullet holes from World War II around so everybody can look at them, is not really serving anybody. I know I'm probably going to get in trouble here by saying this, and they're saying not to forget what happened, but to forget what? I'm going to the sheet. First sheet. Oh, forget the power or the loss of power. Ah, to forget the loss of creation that came along with it, that we must claim our right to creation again right now. And so that's our choice, that's our intention, that's our claim. So it is. Now, I know a lot of more things are going to come through on the show. So I want everybody just today to hold this intention with me. We're going to start off with Matthew. And Matthew, I have to apologize, dude. I've been shooting 18-hour days, and I'm not kidding, 18 hours every day. And when I saw your name just now, I went, oh, damn, I was supposed to call him back. So here we are.
Hello.
What can how can I help you?
Boy, I've been going, I didn't call in till later, so I will get my question organized. And I don't really have a question organized.
True. That's not true. Get out of your head. You know what you want to ask, they're saying. So just go for it.
Well, I want to ask why. First of all, I've been experiencing over the summer in general just a lot of sadness and discouragement, really. And I don't sense that I'm receiving the things that I think I've been asking for. I'm sure I'm receiving what I'm really asking for, and I'm not liking it. And I just want to I am really tired of that cycle of
creation. Well, yeah, I would think so, because you were, you know, going great guns there for a while.
I'm shooting blanks right now, I feel.
Well, yes, you feel that way, and you're not. And we're going to get a lot more clarity about what I've been talking about here, because this is very immersed, what's going on with you, and everybody that is identifying with Matthew here, in this place where, oh, wow, I'm happier, things are going well, I am happy in my life, I'm creating in my life, and then we go, oh, but I need to suffer again to go through this rite of passage. And that's a pattern that many of us share. And it really came up because in this film that I did, where I think I probably did the best work I've done since Cujo, at the same time I was berating myself for not being happy. So many things were going bad on the set. I kept saying, Jesus, quit complaining, Dee, you know. But the truth is that a lot of stuff went down on the set that shouldn't have gone down, that wasn't organized, blah, 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 which is kind of the definition of any set. But that's just a microcosm of life. And basically what they're saying, Matthew, is most of us have gotten to the apex of where we wanted to be and then fell back into this, I have to sell my soul now because I can see that I'm a happier person. So I have to go walk through the fire again to earn this.
Yeah.
And that you didn't do what you've learned to do, which is be happy anyway. And if we forget that simple thing about loving ourselves, that whenever we allow ourselves to go into unhappiness or judgment about ourselves, we stop our creation process in the way that we want that creation process to go. And again, that we're depending on the world to show up for us and give us our legs instead of us creating the world that gives us our legs. So the world becomes Ursula in The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Only
yeah.
Because we give it that power. So we have to take our power back and stay in the form of creation. Now, for some reason, you and Stephen are supporting each other in falling out instead of staying in. So what's that about?
Well, I think it's about our environment. I sort of, we're living in our chaos construction, and I think we're using that.
You are, absolutely.
As a reason to drag our heels about changing our environment, and I sort of start and end my day in this chaos, and then all I can think is I have to escape this chaos, and then I come home and I go, it's chaos again. Oh, I just want to shut my eyes to it, and then I wake up and I go, I want to escape it. So
well,
that,
but you know you can't escape it.
Day.
That's like having a fearful thought that you push away. You're not going to escape it, guys. You're going to push it down. It's going to eat on you until it erupts. Remember, that's what the big webinar, the last webinar was about, is that you've got to grab that energy and go, come on in, chaos. I'm going to look at you. I'm going to taste you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to feel you. And now I'm going to redirect you.
Oof.
Yeah. I'm going to redirect this energy into peacefulness. I'm going to redirect it into joy and balance. You see, but you can't do that if you keep pushing stuff away, guys. Okay? You're going to get more clarity. I want you to stay on because you're going to get more clarity as the call goes through. All right, honey?
All right.
Love you.
Love you too.
All right, we're going to Kathy in Hawaii. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, baby. What's up?
Well, just what you said in the beginning was, like, so resonating with me. But I have been focusing and directing everything, all the angst toward, you know, not having enough money, so forth and so on, toward the frequency of love, like, you know, we've been working on. And so I'm testing and going, I'm willing, I'm able, and I'm open. No. And it's like, what's blocking the openness to receive that?
Okay, that is the right question. And that's the right question for all of us. Part of it is this perception that we have to pay for it with our souls. In other words, if I'm going to ascend and love myself and allow myself to receive all of my creation, I'm going to have to pay for it with my soul. So that's the first part of it. The second part, there's three parts. The second part, sheets, book, give me a song.
Carousel.
Okay. And then they gave me, and go round and round, and go up and down, right? And it's the story of life or something like that. I think it's a Joni Mitchell song. So the second thing is, again, that's the way it is. That's the way it works. That's the way it's always been. Is we're going to go around and around, and sometimes we'll be up and sometimes we'll be down, and we can't get off the carousel.
Uh-huh, exactly. That's exactly what it feels like.
Okay. So knowing that now, guys, right, a child loves going up and down on a carousel. That's the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we change our perceptions to go, I just want to stay up. I just want to stay up. I don't want to go on the ride.
Exactly.
And if the horsey goes down, that means I'm not creating and life is screwed again. And so if literally life, the world, becomes another person or personality that we allow to define who we are. Okay, I want to get to the third one, and we're going back to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. Hang on. This page, no. This page, here. Okay, the first one. All these words are the highest, most correct, most complete. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. Okay, so let me explain what that means. I'm getting there. Oh my God, I'm almost there. I can see it. It's right here. I'm so much happier as a person. I'm creating what I want, but I'm never going to be good enough. So I have to leave that place and let the horse go down again.
Huh.
And that's the complete circle. So let me read it from the ground up. I'll never be good enough to receive and sustain my happiness because the world doesn't work that way. It goes up and down and up and down and up and down, and the only way I can get it to stay up is if I sell my soul. So let's talk about selling our soul. What the hell does that mean?
Exactly.
Well, okay, so you have to do things that are out of your integrity.
Right.
That's the highest explanation they have for it, the way we can understand it. So in a mundane way, that would be a director saying to me, you know, Dee, I want you to play this way, and everything in Dee, knowing that that's not right, that's a sellout, that the character wouldn't do that, they wouldn't react that way, but I don't want to make waves on the set, so I don't stick up for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, that's a really mundane explanation, but it's a very accurate explanation. So what do you all have to give up to be happy? I think that's probably the question of the day. One of them, they said. There's another one. So let's just say, what do we have to give up? What do we think we have to pay for our happiness with? Well, I can tell you from my point of view, it's a lot of freaking hard work. I got to work hard, and then I can be happy. Because if I work hard, I make enough money. And if I make enough money, then I'm safe. And if I'm safe in the world, I can be happy. But we all know that that's just BS, because you get all that stuff in place. You know, it helps. It helps with the fear. But that's never the answer, because the answer is you'll find something else you want to say, well, I need that to be happy. You got to choose to be happy. And then all the things fall in place. And that, again, Kathy, they're saying to you, that is the main place you fall out. You asked, see, when I say you hold yourself in the state of happiness no matter what, then everything you're asking for, you want it, need it, deserve it, attract it, never have a problem with it, are able to have it. They all test yes then.
So falling out of being happy all the time, well.
Falling out of being happy creates not getting what you want. Guys.
Okay.
We know that, because when we fall out of being happy, we go into judgment, we fall out of self-love, we go into the old mistrust, and then the world says, well, you better frickin' show up this way like Ursula, or you're not ever going to get your legs. You're never not ever going to be a whole person if you don't go through this rite of passage. You know, with the fear and all that stuff.
So I guess I'm still getting stuck on the happy part, because, you know, besides, you know, claiming happiness and joy, my life is happiness and joy, and opening my heart and going, okay, I'm receiving this, I'm loving myself, and going through the day and seeing things like, you know, my garden is flourishing and the fruit trees are loaded with wonderful fruit that I'm enjoying and so forth and so on.
Yeah, but you see, it's not enough.
So where else is it that...
I can tell you flat out, start being happy about money. Start loving money, because right now you don't.
But I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Yes, I love money. You know, I made up this little thing from a long time ago from your money seminar. Is I love money. I play with money, and I have fun playing together and doing all these wonderful things.
Okay.
And
so let's put all this together because I'm getting a yes on it. So do you test with a pendulum? Do you use a pendulum?
I use finger testing.
Okay.
Testing.
So test this right now. You love money and you hate it at the same time.
I get a no.
Well, I get a yes. Are you switched?
Am I switched? I get a no.
I get a yes.
Am I clear?
Am I switched? No.
No. I just checked. Am I clear? And I get a no. So.
Okay.
What's up with
so,
that?
Welcome to I can't want the answer that I want. I have to want the answer that is the answer that's going to get me out of my confusion.
Okay, that's confusing.
So just say I love money
switch.
Even if I don't have it.
I love money even if I don't have it. No. Yes.
You get a yes on that.
Yeah, I got a yes. I love money.
Maybe you're not testing. Well, I get you're not testing correctly. Is there something higher
okay.
we're supposed to get to? Okay, now we're going to a core belief here.
Okay.
Okay. They're taking me back to the same thing we just got to. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. So do you get a yes for you on that?
Yes.
Okay, well, why the hell didn't you balance it when we brought it up?
I did.
Everybody better balance it. Yep, you did. And that's how fast it unbalanced. So that's where we're going with your call. Thank God. Why we balance it and make a commitment about it and it falls out that quickly. Now they're telling me. Is this where we're going? Anywhere else? Because we don't know what we'll create, and that puts us in fear. So we say, I'm going to love money. Mm-hmm. I love money. I'm in harmony with money. Oh, shit. I don't know what I'm going to create. I'm in fear of what I'm going to create or not going to create around money. And then that drops us out. This is the highest place we're going. That dropped. So you test it. What do you get?
It's what I'm in fear about what I'm not going to create about money was it.
Okay.
Not what I'm going to create, but what I'm not going to create.
Okay. And that's the rite of passage, you see. You have to remember what I said at the beginning, the little piece they gave us, that we have to forget about the attachment in order to move on. You
mm-hmm.
have to let go of your attachment of not having money.
Which, here's the deal. I was doing really, really well with until I looked at my checkbook and I'm going, oh, shit, I have a bill due and I don't have enough money to cover it, which
so
I have not
it.
Had.
Create it then, Kathy. Don't go, oh, shit, I don't have it. Go, oh, okay, I'll create it. Let's get busy.
Okay.
Let me, you know, come on in, everybody, and help me create this. You see?
Okay.
And then you fall out. And Matthew, this is the pattern, again, that started with you that we started talking about. Okay? I got to move
Definitely.
On, but you've got
thank you.
You've got your answer, Kathy.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I love you so
you
much.
Bet.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, babe. What's up?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Nice to have you back.
I know. It's so good to be back.
So, and I'm so happy to hear you this morning. Everything's going really, really well. And on the subject of money, last time you and I talked about it, you were like, you just have to trust it's there. And I started doing work around that and pretend work and, you know, getting the feeling and milking that feeling, and it's going really well. I'm not going to say out of nowhere, but I got a call about my late husband having an amount of money that his aunt left him that comes to me because we were still married when he died. And so that was fantastic.
I know. It comes out of the weirdest places, guys.
Yeah.
It comes out of the weirdest places. I just got a check of residuals from Chris's estate.
Oh, wow.
You know, from SAG. Chris has been passed away now for over, 18 years. And they went, oh, here's these residuals that you should have. I mean, it comes out of the weirdest place. So don't limit it by looking for it in just the places that you're aware of. Okay, so go ahead, Lynn, please.
Okay, so my big question now is around career, around acting, and producing, and then the love in my life. And
all of them have one thing in common. And Kathy actually brought it in. Guys, putting Lynn's whole thing together, you said, you see, she told you how consciously she created that money coming in, that she felt into it, and she milked it, and she felt good about it, and she went into the experience of having it. Then it shows up. That's what you have to do with everything, Lynn.
So I have been thinking and feeling like I have been doing that, like taking each part and doing it on its own and writing things out and all the positive things about it.
Yes, and now you let go of the rite of passage. You see, you've got to literally, okay, you know what, guys, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to walk you through something. So I want everybody to close their eyes, and I mean it. Close your eyes. See yourself in a big dark room. We haven't done this in a long time, but it's really powerful. See yourself in a big room. There's only you there. Now, opposite you, I want you to see yourself standing opposite you, and that self holds all the fears and the attachments of all the stuff and all the times that you've tried to create it before and haven't been able to do it. All the money, the health, the relationships, everything in place here. Okay? And from your heart of you, you're going to send a coil over, a light coil over, to the heart of the other you that's holding all this fear and this memory and this attachment. And you're going to send another cord from your umbilical cord to umbilical cord. And on the count of three, when I get to three, you're going to see a big blade come down and sever those cords. And the cords of the fearful you will recoil into itself. The fears of you, or the cords of you, will recoil back into you, okay, so that there's a firm separation there. So attach the cords. You're attaching yourself with cords to the fear and the attachment of not getting, not creating, that's been your experience from the past. All right, ready? One, two, three. The blade comes down. The cords are severed. They recoil into their respective people. You are severed from the part of you that has been in fear and been in expectation of all of this past stuff not being created or coming back to bite you in the butt somehow, that you've screwed up, people have abandoned you, whatever it is. It's severed from you, who are your soul creation now. And so it is. Now, there's another core belief they want to get to here. here. Hopefully everybody did that. Oh, wait. We're going here. We're not going to a correlation. This page? Okay, wait a minute. Something's up here. I think in this moment we're having a new core belief. Has it ever been put on the sheets before? No. Okay, well, good. That means we moved some shitload of energy here if we've got a new core belief coming in. So where do I start with it? I start with the sheet. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet, 1 through 5. Oh. Wow, that's it? Okay, so we're adding the core belief to the sheets, those of you that have the sheets. I know. That's it. I know. So that would be core belief 47, according to my sheet. It's I know. Because, again, you know, everybody, you got to stay in your knowing. You've got to stay in your knowing as the creator that you are. And if we don't want a rite of passage, then we are the creative process and the creators that have to create receiving in an easy, effortless, smooth, joyful way, just from pure creating. We are the ones that cut the bonds to the rite of passage. And so it is. Wow, Lynn. Thanks for calling in. Holy hell. Okay, thank you. Baby. Oh, my God. Okay, Emily in California, you're on. Miss Emily,
hi,
are you there?
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Well, first off, Creation Station was amazing.
Life-changing. Thank you.
And I
Me too.
Questions about my new job that fall exactly in line with all of this. And when I saw the posting for this job, there was another posting for a job, same job, double the pay. No contact information on that posting. So I've pursued this job. I got this job. The pay is great. It's what I've been wanting in terms of a job that is low stress, easy for me to do. I can make a difference. It's part-time, so I can still work on my business. Of developing my totally passionate what I want to be doing in the world stuff that doesn't have money coming in yet. So I'm sitting there in training this week, and in the meantime, as I went through the process of interviewing and getting this job, I started to do some detective work about that other posting. I was like, I bet I could find out what the company is. And it took a while, but eventually I think I figured out who that other company is that was offering to pay twice as much. And I haven't sent my resume to them. Meanwhile, I interview, I get this job, I go to training this week, and I'm sitting there in training, and I'm going, I have that feeling like I'm selling my soul, like, oh, my God, I used to do exactly this kind of work, and I stopped doing it 5 years ago because I was done. And I'm sitting there going, oh, I can't do it. It felt exactly
okay, that's
like
not
that.
What,
like I would
that's
be...
not what it's about, Emily.
Okay.
And that's how you're screwing with yourself.
Okay.
Okay. What they want you to know is that you didn't know 5 years that you were setting yourself up to fail.
I understand.
Not being happy receiving all the gifts that you had created. Is that true?
So 5 years ago I didn't understand and receive all the gifts I was getting from doing that
well,
work.
Yes, and being gratitude. You had a
yes.
You had a great job, you know, and because of that, that's what created an enormous amount of stress around you and within you. So now you've created yet another reason to be unhappy with what you thought was a blessing.
Yeah.
And that's right in alignment with what we're talking about.
Totally.
So, oh, my God, one moment, I'm so blessed, thank God I have this job. Well, wait a minute. There's the same job and they're paying more. So I can't be happy with this job. So I'm going to screw my mind around and go, what the hell are you doing here for? When I say you're selling your soul, I get a no with the job, but a yes with the fact that you won't allow yourself to be happy in what you've created.
Uh-huh.
It's like that old thing, you want to hear an actor complain? Give him a job. And it's true. It's so true.
Yep. Yep.
So, again, guys, you know, a big theme of this show is you're going to choose to be happy or not.
Yep.
Be happy with what you're creating, and then you create more.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I don't get there's anything else, baby.
Okay, fantastic. Thank
All
you
right.
so much, Dee.
You bet.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you, too. Anna in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi, thank you so much.
You bet.
So along the same theme, what is it that I need to know in order to have the income that I've been waiting for about 5 years to show up?
Well, first of all, what have you done while you are waiting?
A series of different types of things, and I also have been looking for a job, and that hasn't presented itself yet.
Okay, the highest word that they're giving me, Anna, is allowing. So let's find out why you're not allowing this to be delivered to you. And it's very much this love-hate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you want to work and you don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they're giving me the word entitlement. And I think a lot of spiritual people mistake entitlement for creation.
Mm-hmm.
If I sit, if I meditate, if I do all this, then everything should be delivered to me. And, you know, the truth is on this plane, you have to take action after you've created it energetically. It's also true that if you don't create it energetically and are not in harmony with it energetically and frequency and vibration-wise, you will spin your wheels forever trying to create something, and it won't happen.
That's
so,
my experience, yeah. I had a job, and things started to spiral down, and that was the end of that. And the investments, I had put in about four different types of investments, and each one of them, something happened, and they didn't pay out in the time promised.
Okay, so you can see that one core belief that we got to, I'll never be good enough,
mm-hmm.
right? So I just leave myself. I leave creating. Things fall through. That's how it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two things that you need, and again, this is for everybody on the call, two things that we need to get in alignment so that this rite of passage can fall away and we can just allow these things to be delivered to us. Book, give me a song, please.
It's Now or Never.
Okay. That song depends on someone else. It's Now or Never, Come Hold Me Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tomorrow will be too late.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to save me now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's never too late, and they're not going to save you. You're the creator of you, and that has to be in place for you, and it isn't right now. That has to be in place for you before you can move much further, because you're still kind of going, God will do it, the world will do it, somebody else will do it for me. You see, Matthew was talking about the world doing it to him, and you're talking about the world doing it for you. And neither one of them are true, guys.
Okay, so one question that I have is, anywhere there is an interview for a job, it's always about people. People will find, through connection, through networking, through interaction, is how the next thing presents itself, which is the same with the investments. It was through people. So is there something about relationships that I need to clear up?
Yes, it's a relationship with yourself, baby.
Okay.
It's the relationship and the love for yourself. So, again, guys, number one is, I'm the creator of me, period. Nobody does stuff to me. Nobody takes stuff away from me. Nobody is my savior. I'm the creation of me, and I love myself enough to be present and conscious in every moment of doing that consistently. And that those two things are what allows us to receive our creation without this rite of passage and this attachment to the history of what's been, that we keep saying, yeah, but this is the pattern. Well, if it's the pattern, you are the God of you that breaks the pattern. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So we're claiming I am divine love. Everybody join me, please, because when everybody's on board here, the energy shifts so much more greatly. You know that. What you shift for you goes back into the collective. So I am divine love.
Divine love.
It is shifted for you. Now your job is to stay conscious of all this. Okay, Anna?
Great. Thank you so much. Thank
all right, darling. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. We're going to Britt in Vermont. Hi, honey. You're on. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Just a second here. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's see. Not sure where to start, and that could be my start right there. Something about clarity, direction.
Yeah, clarity is the highest word. You see, if you're the creator, and you have to love yourself enough to create and know that, you have to know what you want to create, Britt. If you don't
right.
know what
creation
you want to create.
Exactly, but I always say creation is almost easy once you have clarity about what you want to create.
Well, it is, and clarity that no matter what part of you is in the way, you're going to integrate it and use it for the creation of what you want. See, the biggest thing we have to integrate, guys, in the creation process is ourselves. You know, like, for example, just from this show, the part of me that wants it, the part of me that doesn't want it. And under the part of me that doesn't want it is, well, this is the history. This is always the way it's looked. I haven't been able to do it so far. Somebody's always taken it away. I don't even know how to begin. Blah, 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 all those things. So let's just ask, what's keeping Britt and all of us, this is really a group show today, man, from the clarity of creation that we are desiring? Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, babe.
A movie? You know, this is always my fear when I call in. She's going to ask for a song or a movie.
Well, you know, what you fear, you create. You see, again, you have to get out of the way. Just give up, get out of the way, they'll give it to you.
Brokeback Mountain.
Okay. I want to be in your head. So, Brokeback Mountain is a dynamic movie of not acknowledging who you are, trying to hide who you are, judge who you are. It's So does that resonate with you, with all of us?
Oh, for me, it has. I feel like, you know, I'm 98% there compared to where I have been. But
compared to where you have been is a true statement.
Yes.
Not compared to where you have been. It's at about 50% of where you want to be. And again, this goes for all of us. So I am the Roman soldier, those of you that get my e-blast. I am the creator. I am the way, the truth, and the light. I am acknowledging me as being that power and working in conjunction with all power of creation in the world. But you see, the other forms of creation cannot and will not come to our aid and our benefit and working with us without our clarity of what we want and asking for it. And remember, in the ancient Hebrew, ask was claim or demand.
Mm-hmm.
So we will create this. I am asking the entire universe now. I am claiming that I am clarity. And I am demanding that all energy now support me in the creation of this, because that's my claim. So again, guys, just back to, I don't know what I want. You all know what you want. You want freedom. First and foremost, you want to be free in every subject of your life. Can anybody give you freedom or the experience of freedom but you? No. There are people that make $4 million a year and feel captured because they never have time, they don't have relationships, they don't have family, you know. They're captured by their responsibility. They're not free. There are poor people who are captured by their reality because they're not free to be happy, they think, because it depends on money. So, again, the theme is, when are you going to get it, guys? Can you just be happy? Choose to be happy, happy for no reason. We want freedom. We want happiness. We want health. We want money flow. We want awesome, incredible, loving relationships. We know what we want. So get busy and create them. Don't wait for them. Create them. I'm not getting anything else, Britt. Are you feeling complete about this answer?
Yes.
Okay, well then, get out there. Get your little patukas in gear and go create.
Thank you.
Okay, baby cakes. Oh my gosh, guys. Seriously, Mary, if you can talk fast, I can take it.
Well, you know I can talk fast. So.
I know that. What's up?
Welcome back. Congratulations on your new TV series. That is something that is awesome. It couldn't be more perfect. I just want to share that coming through this hip replacement has really brought me through to a new understanding in my relationships with my husband, especially, and with others, but it's just been the most rewarding experience, I can tell you.
Wow, Mary. What a great... Yeah, can I be happy no matter what, even if it takes a hip replacement?
Yep. And you know, I was scared to death of it.
Well, you were.
I walked through it.
Yeah, you were. You walked through it. You said, come on, fear. I'm going to deal with you. I'm not going to let you take me over. And I bow down to you, babe. You're, well, I do, because you're
Thank
walking
you.
The talk, Mary. And
I am, and I feel it, and I wanted to share that with all of you, and I love you so much.
I love you too, baby, and we're so glad everything went well, and even more positive things came out of it.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you, love.
Yep, and that's what it looks like when you choose. Right there, that's what it looks like. Okay, guys, again, anybody interested, we have a few, not many, but a few spots left for the half-price privates in August. Three spots left for this amazing, see, the work we did today was all work on the collective, as you could tell. For the workshop coming up this weekend, I'm going to be in Lilydale, New York, at the fabulous Lilydale in August, the week of the 23rd and 24th. I will be doing private sessions there also. So, and we're working on creating some specials for you for the month of August, some really incredible programs that I've put together, and we're going to see if we can't give you a great big deduction on them. So in the meantime, be well, be happy, be powerful, guys. Get your creation back, right? You are it. Love yourself. Love yourself and love yourself more then. Because you know that's the creation process. That's what it's all about. I love you, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.